point is now you ease out of this. And so they don't want you constantly stuck. You see what I mean? Because people borrow trouble so they can overcome it sometimes. And that's fine as long as it's fun. But it won't take long till you'll get yourself that your shoelace comes untied. And you, oh, I have a problem. Call Bob. My shoelace is untied. What am I going to do? Every time I get my shoes on like this and don't have my shoes, this happens. I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, God. Let's go to the Goober Snatcher. Maybe I can talk to Ion and find out what to do about my shoelaces are untied. And so we'll call Roxy. Let's call Roxy and get her to, she'll do a YouTube about tying your shoelaces up and how you go through Chambord and you go through all the castles and get through all of Charlemagne's kings and all the Knights Templars and get through all the kings and the queens and Leopold and Catherine and, oh, my God, don't forget Victoria, both of them, and the land girls, and let's figure out what happened when Torchwood got started and what happened to Albert the last time and why it all couldn't work out. We can't get nothing straightened out because we've got the shoes untied. Again, what are we going to do? Rather than go through all that, you can take that bit of contrast and just reach down and either hire you someone to tie your shoes or get shoes that are loafers you just slide your foot in that stay on your foot without doing anything, or reach down and just tie your own shoes. Okay? But now that takes a little thing that we just made a big thing back to a little thing. The things that are your problems that are a little thing that you make into a, kids could say, big thing, but now you have to make a bigger thing to offset for less that little thing that's a thing. Lefty, lefty, left, lefty, left. See, what happens is you start this cadence and you get used to it. That's like sick people. Have you ever been around sick people?
Yeah, all the time. I talk about sick people all day.
Well, guess what happens? They're always sick.
Yep. Yes, they are.
They'll get over something and that lumbago like to kill me. Got the lumbago. Oh, and I can't have gluten and I can't have yeast and I can't have sweet sugar smacks and I can't have this and I can't. I've died from that twice. I got the bursitis, the GERDs, the flips, the chips. They took out four thyroids. I've lost four. They keep finding new ones. I can't get it out. I've done everything. I've taken the chemotherapy every way. That makes me feel better. It's kind of a, that poison mustard that they pump in my veins. I find it like a little pick-me-up, you know, like Mama's Little Helper. We used to get Valium for that, but it's Mama's Little Helper now, so that's good. Little chemotherapy, it's all very good. It's nice. Little radiation's nice. It's good. Keeps the complexion nice. You know, you don't get any sun. It gives you a nice beige look, that nice radiation thing. That's the problem with them is they're always damn sick. They can't get over something until they got something else. And after a little while, the last thing you want to do is ask them how they're doing because you already know how they're doing. You see? There's the problem. If you're not careful, you'll create circumstances that create circumstances that create circumstances. Oh, Lord, Bob, crank the Victrola. It's hung up again. That creates the circumstances that allow this gloom, despair, and agony to hang around. Gives them something to talk about, makes it topical, makes people think they're special because their worstness is worse than anybody else's worstness that's ever been the worstness. See? As far as worstnesses goes, no one's worstness is that worst. Did we lose a verb tense? Lord, don't let us dangle a participle now. We don't want no marks against us, and that's when we're trying to keep ourselves together here tonight best we can. But we want more than that. We want to get you together. And how that works is you let the barbecue through the solution, like the barbecue that floated and showed up that you thought, that you worked out, that you did not think about, that you had no thought regarding. What if your whole or your problem was like that? It just went away like that. Poof. Would that be all right?
Yeah, I'd love that. I'm tired of trying to use my brain to get out of it.
The only reason it happens is because you won't let go of it.
Okay.
Hold on to it. As long as you hold on to it, you're going to have it. And sometimes people can't let go of it. We're okay with that. sometimes they say you can't quit something, you have to replace it with something else.
Yeah, that's my bias.
And if you want to play with that, we don't care. Just don't lay down cigarettes and pick up meth.
Yeah.
You see the point? You see the point? Although we never met no sick people on meth, them fuckers are well now. They don't have no trouble. They don't have no sniffles for sure. But no, we're being cheeky. The inside outside part of what you're replacing basis on are biases, like you said. So just soften that a little bit and you'll be fine. You're doing great. Hell's bells, you're 10,000 times better than you was when you started this mess. You fucked up when you first got here. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I was really fucked up. Yeah.
It was bad.
Even in the abyss, I'm still fine. I'm still functioning A-okay. I could be happier, so why not?
Well, but what we, no, I'm not going to settle for that. We want the finest.
We want Me too. The finest.
You deserve it. If you're going to be God, you might as well have it right. And we'll help. We have. It's fine. There's no issue. And you're making a bigger thing of it than it actually is. It's actually even softer than it's portrayed. We're with that. We're with you. We say we're with you. We yield. But at the same time, life is a participation sport. So stay with it.
Stay with it. What do you mean by that?
Stay with it.
Stay with what I'm doing.
Stay with your intentions.
Oh, yes.
Stay with your getting out of the shit. Stay with your deciding how it goes. Stay with how you're getting out of your mind. Stay with the condition that allows you to not have to have all this less than this.